A theater company and a ballet company in Santa Barbara have teamed up in a unique collaboration to present a production which blends theater and dance. Syncopation is the story of a lonely meatpacker in Manhattan's Lower East Side in the early 1900s who dreams of being a ballroom dancer. A newspaper ad gets him a dance partner and much more.
Let's go to the pavilion. Let's dance in the competition tonight.
It's kind of late.
I'm not tired. Are you?
What would your father say?
Tell him the conference ran late. What do you say?
I'm achy, tired, crazy, but I want to do it.
Me too.
Syncopation is an ensemble theater company production in collaboration with the State Street Ballet. William Solo, who's known for his work with the ballet company, is the show's choreographer.
This is a wonderful two-actor play where the majority of the play is ballroom dancing. It is a very difficult play because the actors not only have to act, and it's a very difficult play, it's very rich, but also they have to learn ballroom dancing. So they have to learn the foxtrot, the tango, the waltz, the hesitation waltz. They have to learn all these ballroom dances from the period of 1912.
Solo says the production was set in an important time in dance history.
At that time, when Vernon and Irene Castle were all the rage, they made it acceptable for couples to dance closed because they were a very established couple and that people looked up to them. And when people saw them do the castle walk, the foxtrot, it became okay to do that, to do closed dancing where you're dancing close to the woman. So people from all walks of life started inventing dances like the grizzly bear and the camel walk and the Texas trots.
Xander Meissner plays Henry, the lonely meatpacker who dreams of being a dancer.
It's awesome. I wouldn't even consider it half dance. It's a play about dance. It's a play about a dancer and his ambitions. So it, without question, is a play. We just discovered, as we're learning more about Alan Nee, the playwright, and that he wrote it with no dance in mind. He wrote it just about a guy who's passionate about dance.
Sarah Brophy is Anna, the shy young woman who blossoms on the dance floor.
It is like, wow. It's a challenge. It's definitely a challenge. I have a little bit of experience doing this because I teach a fitness class that you actually have to be on the beat, but you have to talk to people off the beat. The difference is I don't have to act when I talk to them. So not only is it talking, you know, arrhythmically to the set beat and, you know, hearing the music and listening to the music, it's also the intention with what you have to say, something that you've memorized, something that, you know, you can't just extemporize and say whatever you want. It's, oh, I worked on these lines. I have to do it with this emotion, this intention. So it's a lot. It's a lot on the brain.
Choreographer William Solo says the story of an unlikely romance will leave audiences uplifted.
I love this play. You leave the theater feeling really, really good. And these two actors that we've gotten from auditions in New York, when we had auditions in New York, these two actors stood out. And it is so difficult, this play. It is so difficult. I mean, to be able to do slow, slow, quick, quick, slow, slow, quick, slow of the tango, or slow, slow, quick, quick, foxtrot, whatever, and deliver lines at the same time, and we're sort of like chewing gum and tapping your head and rubbing your stomach all at the same time. And they've done an amazing job. They're just excellent actors.
Syncopation has a preview show at Santa Barbara's New Vic Theater tonight and premieres Saturday night. It runs through June 25th. In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.